We're free from suffering and without desire.
The information I will be presenting is for educational purposes and not a substitute for medical care. This show is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prescribe. The information described today is not a substitute for your own intuition or consultation with a duly licensed practitioner. Thank you.
Well, hey, everybody. My name is Dr. Sam Byrne. I'd like to welcome you to 2020 iTalk. This is our first show, and I'm so excited to be here. I'm actually broadcasting from my studio just outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it's been a great summer for me. I have actually taken off time from teaching. And so I've been doing some really fun things, and I want to tell you a story. Last week, my wife and I, we took some friends, and we went up to Taos, New Mexico. It's about an hour north of Santa Fe, and we love being on the river. River rafting is one of my passions, and there's this part of the river called the Middle Box, which is a mellow stretch of the Rio Grande River where we don't have too many whitewater rapids, a few, you know, but nothing too scary. And so this trip that we do is one where we each get a kayak and we go down the river and we have some guides that take us. And about halfway through the trip, we stop at this really pristine place for lunch, and just was that we were having a great time. And then after lunch, we get down to the Class 3 Rapids. This is the one rapid. And last year when I did it, I wiped out so bad. I mean, I was all over the rocks, and it was really a bad experience for me. So a lot of fear was coming up because we were getting ready to, you know, go down that rapid. And, you know, the guide said something to me as we scouted it out. He said, well, what you need to do is you need to look ahead where you're going. And if you do that and you don't focus on the rocks, but you focus in between the rocks, you won't have any problem. So each of us took a turn, and it was my turn, and I followed his advice, which is something that I tell my clients and patients, is that if you know where you're looking, then it's going to be easy in terms of what you're manifesting and where you want to go in your life. So it was a really good practice for me because it was a very scary Class 3 Rapids, but I made it through, no wipeout. So the moral of the story is look where you're going, and if you know where you're looking, then you'll have no problem in terms of where you're going in your life. So I'm the eye guy. I work a lot with vision. I'll give you a little bit of background about how I got into the eyes and vision. I'm actually called a behavioral optometrist. And it's interesting when you combine the word behavior with eyes. Most people have no idea when they meet me, what is that about? But behavioral optometry actually has been around since the early 1930s, and it's an approach that takes a more holistic perspective in helping people use their eyes and vision and their brain and their body. It's a more holistic approach. And I went to a very allopathic school. My training was at a place called the Pennsylvania College of Optometry in Philadelphia. And it was very, very focused on pathology, treating eye disease, you know, it's looking at the eye from a more mechanical, optical instrument. But something happened to me in my third year of training where I had the opportunity to go out to California And I studied with a doctor out there in a process called vision therapy. That's interesting, vision and therapy. And what vision therapy is and what this doctor was doing was actually applying different physical therapy techniques to the eyes and brain. And he was doing this with a large practice that he was administering. And this was in San Diego. His name was Bob Sanet, Dr. Bob Sanet. And I spent 3 months there. And within the first week, I was blown away by the inspiration that people were making changes in their life, everything from kids with learning disabilities to adults with, different eye disease problems, to the elderly people with, cataracts and different glaucoma, eye disease issues. So I was sold. I was like, okay, this is where I want to put my emphasis. And when I graduated optometry school, I decided I wanted to learn more about the children angle, you know, how to help children with learning problems. And, you know, I had my own learning issues growing up, so I was very interested in that. So I enrolled in a place called the Gazelle Institute, which at the time was part of Yale University. And it was actually started in 1948 by a physician and a child researcher. His name was Arnold Gazelle. And at this institute, I spent a year there. This was in the mid-80s, 1985 to be exact. I spent a year working with different multi-dimensional, multi-faceted approach. There was a psychologist on staff and a nutritionist and an occupational therapist and an optometrist. And so I learned how to work with children, infants to, you know, school-age children with pretty significant learning disabilities, minimal brain dysfunction, dyslexia. Back then, you know, we did work with autistic and ADD children, but it didn't get the press that it does today. And I'm going to talk more about autism and ADD and the methods that I use to actually help these children. But at Gazelle Institute, I learned a couple of things that I'd like to share with the audience. Number one, I learned that a vision problem is more than in the eye. So what Gazelle was talking about there is that, you know, the eyes are a portal or a window into many different facets of our health. I mean, first of all, the eyes are made of brain tissue. One of the things we learned at Gazelle is that about 2 weeks after conception, if we look at the developing fetus, the eyes are actually growing out from the brain, so that eye tissue, retina, cornea, eyelid, lens, vitreous, all the structures of the eye have their roots in the brain. So when we work with the eyes, we're really working with an extension of the brain. Another thing I learned at Gazelle, which was really important to me, is that the eyes reflect not only our energetic health, but also our systemic health. So any problem in the eye is probably being echoed somewhere in the body. So as an example of that, let's say somebody is being diagnosed with, say, a cataract. Many times when there is a cataract diagnosis in the eye, there is a systemic imbalance going on in the body that maybe has influenced the structure of the eye to change. And, as an example, years later when I was studying Chinese medicine and acupuncture, I learned that the cataracts can be formed because of a problem in some of our acupuncture meridians, specifically our kidney-lung meridian. And also that there can be a lymph problem in the body that creates a congestion in the eyes, because the eyes really need a lot of really good antioxidants and nutrients in order to stay healthy. So in any event, the Gazelle Institute was a really fantastic experience. And when I left there, I opened a practice with another doctor in the Philadelphia area. His name was Dr. Ellis Edelman. And he and I worked together for about 5 years, and he was like a really important mentor in my life because he was already had a very successful practice in behavioral optometry. And so I went in and I started to build my practice within his office. And it was very slow going at the beginning because we were in a very allopathic medical area. Our practice was on the main line in Philadelphia, and there were a lot of allopathic eye doctors just surrounding the office, basically. So it was really difficult for me. I think it took me about 6 months to get my first patient. I mean, I was giving lectures and working at health fairs. And then one day I had an idea, and it was a really great idea, as it turned out. I went to visit the local hospitals in the area, and I visited the outpatient hospital area where there were traumatic brain injury patients. And I talked to the physiatrist there, and I said, you know, I've got this method that I've developed called vision therapy, and it's a physical therapy for the eyes, kind of like a vision rehabilitation. And I see you've got all these patients here who have double vision, memory loss, balance issues. I think I can help these folks. And so the physiatrist said, well, what the heck, you know, come on in. And within 3 months, I was so busy with not only that hospital, but then I got a consultantship at another hospital and then another hospital. And then what happened, my reputation became such that I was a little different. And so that's how I built my practice. And I did research on working with the eyes and traumatic brain injury, wrote articles, wrote chapters and books about how to work with TBI patients and the eye. And maybe we'll do a show sometime in the future on my approach of working with traumatic brain injury. I mean, it's a traumatic brain injury if you come out of the birth canal and you've had forceps delivery, or let's say you've been in a car accident and you've had a whiplash, or let's say you've just had a bad fall skiing. I had a patient one time, he was a world-class skier, and he was also a raft guide down the Grand Canyon. And he was skiing one day in Colorado. It was like the last run. It was up at a place called Silverton, Colorado. It's a really cool mountain town. And actually what you do is you hike up and then you ski down. They don't even have ski lifts there. And he was skiing and he ran into a tree. Had a major brain injury, very severe double vision. And he came to see me. And within 3 months of doing vision therapy, he got his life back. I mean, he was 70 years old at the time, super active. And he was basically disabled, and he had been to many different eye specialists. But doing my program, it was just really a life-changing event for him. So, you know, and I've got so many stories about that. So one of the things I want to address in our next segment is the myths about our eyes. You know, when we go to the eye doctor, and I know all of us have been at one point or another, there's certain myths, you know, certain things that we've been told, certain things that we've read on the internet. And what I want to do is I want to talk about the myths, the things that we were told that maybe aren't really true. And then I want to contrast that with, well, what are some of the truths? And, you know, truth is a relative term, but these are truths that my patients and clients and workshop people have shared with me over my 30 plus years of experience. So we do have a call-in line. If you have a question and you would like to speak with me, the phone number is 1-888-627-6008. I'll repeat that, 1-888-627-6008. And you can also visit me on my website, www.drsamburn.com. And we also have an office number if you want to call us, 505-469-4949. And I look forward to talking to you. And come and visit me on my website. And that would be really, really awesome. And here we go. Well, that was Pharrell Williams, the song Happy, and I'm feeling happy. I hope you are. So we're back from a break. This is 2020 iTalk, Dr. Sam Byrne, and I want to make a few announcements here. Every year I do a wellness retreat in Hawaii, and our retreat is coming up in about 5 weeks. This is kind of an amazing experience. It's called Seeing Eye to Eye, Dolphin Swim Retreat with Dr. Sam Byrne. Dolphins. How do dolphins and eyes work together? Well, let me tell you briefly about how that came about. Let's go back a little further. So in 2005, I was working with the autistic community, and I was working with an occupational therapist at the time. And she said, you know, Dr. Byrne, a lot of these kids have had really difficult birth experiences. And, you know, I started to take some histories and, you know, forceps delivery, C-section, breech birth, you know, those kinds of things. And she said, you know, it might be really good for you to start studying something called craniosacral therapy. And craniosacral therapy has been around since the mid-1800s. It's basically a very light touch on the head and actually throughout the whole body. It's kind of body work where you actually can influence the brain rhythm and the brain circulation and also all the fluids of the body. So I enrolled in a class the following semester, and within 10 minutes, I had this natural gift of being able to feel the cranial rhythm. So like I usually do, if it's something that I'm really interested in, I dive in. And so I studied all kinds of craniosacral with all kinds of teachers. And one of the programs was put on by an osteopath named Dr. John Upledger. He was based in Florida. He actually offered a class where you would go to the Bahamas and you would be working on clients in craniosacral on a massage table. And there'd be dolphins swimming around the dock. And people were expressing an amazing feeling when the dolphins were around. And I said, wow, that's really interesting. So I started to study people like John Lilly and other folks who had done dolphin research. I said, this would be perfect for me. So the following year, I had a group of 22 people who had suffered traumatic brain injury, and I took them all to the Bahamas, and we did our own dolphin swim every day, and I would treat people in the water. They'd have these flotation devices. And within a week of that retreat, people had amazing, amazing changes. So I was hooked. So I love being at the ocean. You know, New Mexico, one of the things I miss living here is the ocean. So I started to take people to the Bahamas every year. And I think the second year we went was in the September, and we got into a hurricane. And we couldn't cancel the trip. So that was a really kind of scary experience, although it ended up being fine. We had a great retreat. But I said, you know, instead of going to the Bahamas, because I live out in the West, what if I take people back to Hawaii? Because Hawaii is like a second home to me. And I love going. I've been going to Hawaii for, maybe 25 years. So I met a group of a boat captain and a boat staff and a retreat center. And so there it is. So in 2010, I believe, I started to take people to Hawaii. So in this retreat that I do, what we accomplish is every morning we go out on the boat and we swim with the dolphins. And then in the afternoon, we have some free time. And then in the late afternoon, we do group session. And in that group session, we do a lot of the eye perceptual techniques that I've developed, which I call the Byrne method. It's a trademark that I talk about my method, and we do different things to integrate our experiences swimming with the dolphins. And so it's Hawaii, it's dolphins, it's eye work. So if you're interested, the dates are October 19th to the 23rd, and it's going to be in Kona, Hawaii. The cost is $1,333. I like that number. It's a very special number. And if you're interested, contact us at 505-469-4949. That's 505-469-4949, or send us an email, Vision Wellness. That's one word, Vision Wellness at cybermesa.com. So again, if you have a question and you want to talk to me, give me a call on our toll-free line at 1-888-627-6008. So before the break, I was talking about the possible myths that we all get, exposed to in terms of different ideas. And since the context is about our eyes and vision, I want to talk about some of the myths that are floating around. And this is actually from my book, which I wrote last year, called I Sense, At Play in the Field of Healing. It's a really good book. And if you want to get it, you can get it through my website. But I want to talk about the myths of our eyes. These are things that dominate kind of the thinking of our eye care profession. And, I've heard so many stories of people going to regular eye doctors and having certain, kind of downer experiences with them. And, they come to see me, and my work's all about healing. It's not about just measuring or looking through the disease lens. Okay, let's look for the disease and then let's give you pharmaceuticals and surgery. My approach is, again, much more, as we say, broadband. Okay, well, let's talk about some of the myths. Myth number one is that the eye is a simple mechanical biological organ separate from the rest of the body, which will inevitably deteriorate with age. So this is a myth, and I'll tell you why. Because first of all, the eyes are an interrelated, interconnected part of our body. If we just look at Chinese medicine, or we look at the muscular skeletal system through the craniosacral, the eyes are interrelated, and they're much more than a mechanical system. And in terms of aging, well, if that's the case, then how come I have so many patients in their 70s and even into their 80s, they're reversing eye disease, getting rid of cataracts, reversing macular degeneration, reversing the need for reading glasses? I mean, I have, at this point, thousands of patients, especially the elders, who I've been able to reverse that condition. So I think the aging thing can get overblown, and you can improve your vision at any age. Okay, so that's myth number one. Second myth is that our genes control our eye health. You know, I've heard this many times, especially in workshops that I teach, is that when our, if our grandmother or our mother had cataracts, oh, I'm going to get cataracts. Or if my, dad had macular degeneration, I'm going to get macular degeneration. So when mainstream medicine tells us that our genes determine our health, leaves us feeling like victims of our own heredity. And, we can't change our genes, but we certainly can influence how they are expressed. So I know many of you that are listening have heard of Dr. Bruce Lipton. He's a wonderful man, and he is a cell biologist. And he talks about something called epigenetics. And what he says is that we're not really just a product of our genes, but the expression of our genes can be a result of our environment. So that the environment actually can inform the DNA in our genes. So if that's the case, if we change our environment or we create an environment that is more loving, is more nurturing, that our genes are going to be expressed in a very different way. So again, if we talk about cataracts is a blocking. It's basically an obstacle that has been created in the lens of the eye. And if we start looking at, well, what am I blocking as an idea? And then we can look at biochemical issues and, look at vitamins and minerals and essential oils and bring more circulation there. We are actually then changing the environment. That's going to inform the tissue in a different way. Another myth is if you don't wear your glasses, your eyes will get worse. Well, the truth of the matter, from my opinion, is that glasses and contact lenses keep our eyes stuck in one position. In fact, the more we wear our lenses, the more embedded our visual system becomes, because the lenses reinforce our habitual ways of seeing. Instead of movement, our eyes become paralyzed and can only accommodate to what the lens has to offer. One time I did a research study when I had my office, and I found that 95% of all patients were overcorrected with their eye prescriptions, because the prescription is nothing more than a readout of what your mind brain tells your eyes. It can reveal a lot about your history and how you have reacted to life situations. In fact, if you look back at the time when you got your first prescription, you may unlock the reasons why you began programming your eyes to see in a distorted manner. Often, it's a survival response from a time you didn't feel safe. I can speak about this from a personal point of view. In my first book, Creating Your Personal Vision, A Mind-Body Guide for Better Eyesight, I actually share when I was 8 years old and there was a lot of family turmoil going on. And what I did was I pulled my vision in and made it blurry because I didn't want to deal with what was out there. And I started to feel some fear and I was scared. So my mind told my eyes, I'm afraid, I need to pull in, I need to tighten. So then my mom took me to an eye doctor and he basically validated my programming and gave me a nearsighted lens. So I started down the road of being nearsighted. I went through several changes where my eyes became very dependent on the glasses. But guess what happened? When I was 28, I met a holistic eye doctor. His name was Dr. Al Shankman. And I worked with him for 2 years in his process. And I completely neutralized and reversed my nearsightedness. I'm 58, I'll be 58 in about a month. And I haven't worn lenses in about 30 years. I see 20/20 at distance, 20/20 at near. So I experienced the transformation of changing my programming, and my eyes didn't need the prescription anymore. So we're getting ready to go to break, but I want to leave you with this one thought. 10% of seeing is in the eye, 90% of seeing is behind the eyes. And when you go to a regular eye doctor, they base their whole examination on that 10%. My approach is let's look at the other 90% as well. So we're going to continue with the myths after break. So enjoy the music, and we'll be back in a moment.
Feel it all. We come from the light, and to it we shall return.
Earth changes. Oh boy. So I want to talk a little bit about my experience with natural medicine techniques, something which I call aromatherapy. And this is something that I got involved with again many years ago working with kids. So this is another, the kids are my teachers. I like to use what we call medicinal essential oils, and these are directly from plants and trees and flowers. And there's a real healing quality to medicinal essential oils. And I began using them to help detox the body, because in Chinese medicine, the liver rules the eyes, and a lot of eye problems can be caused because of toxicities that are lodged in the body. And the liver rules the eyes in Chinese medicine, and liver is one of our main detoxification pathways. So in aromatherapy, and I studied it intensively, and I am now an aromatherapist, so I am a man of many hats. I teach people how to use essential oils, and it just so happens I'm teaching a 2-day certification course next weekend in Santa Fe. The dates are September 12th to 13th, And it's a two-day aromatherapy certification course where we're going to learn how to apply different medicinal essential oils on different health issues. So if you're interested in coming, call us at 505-469-4949 or send us an email at visionwellness@cybermesa.com. And I'll probably do a show on aromatherapy. The company I work with is a company called Wisdom of the Earth. And the owner of that company, the founder, his name is Barry Kapp, has agreed to come on. He's a close friend of mine. And he's an out there kind of guy. He's a really interesting dude. He's got a lot of great stuff to share about so many different subjects on health and healing. So we'll probably have him on one of the shows coming up. So I want to return to my topic on the myths versus the truths. And another myth I want to bring up is this: vision loss is caused by defects in our eyeballs. So we want to blame faulty vision on the eyeball. And I'm here to say this, that the eyeballs are not at fault. Hey, quit blaming the eyes, okay? It is our mind-brain, the programming behind the eye, that creates the change in the eyeball. When our mind-brain sends a message that the world is too chaotic, it tells our eyes to blur what they are seeing. The eyes believe the mind-brain, and after a while actually change their shape to accommodate the programming. So when whatever we're telling our eyes, either consciously or unconsciously, it will change the structure of the eye. This is what astigmatism is. So many of you probably have heard of astigmatism or even have astigmatism. Astigmatism means that the eyeball is shaped more like an egg. Okay, it's an irregular shape. And I think of astigmatism as something like a twist. Now, that twist in the eye also is a twist in the body. So any prescription in the eye is in the body. And any prescription in the body is in the eye, is in the eye. So when we are telling our eyes certain things like we're afraid or we're angry or we're pulling our world in or we're pushing our world out or we're twisting it, the structure is going to change. And when we go to the eye doctor is basically going to validate our programming like you did with me. Okay, the last myth I'm going to talk about is everyone over the age of 45 needs reading glasses. Well, guess what? We do not have to lose our close-up vision. And I have many techniques and practices that actually can help us reconnect to our visual flexibility so that the magnification glasses that we wear are unnecessary. Because if you start wearing reading glasses, your eyes actually become less responsive when you take them off. You stay in that blur. And because the brain immediately notices the artificial magnification, it allows the eyes to go to sleep. So there's less movement and the eye muscles begin to atrophy. You know, one of the techniques that I really like to begin to wean you off the magnification addiction is the pinhole glasses. And these are something that you can get online, and you'll be amazed if you start reading with them, you'll actually be able to see the small print without the magnification. And as you continue to use those pinhole glasses, your eyes can regain some of the flexibility that they lose using those magnification glasses. Okay, so that's the myth side. Let's talk about the truth side. Some truths about our eyes, and again, these are things that patients have told me. The first truth is that vision problems offer us an opportunity to rebalance the energetic and systemic health of the body. Another truth: Chinese medicine tells us that there are many major meridians that connect to the eyes, and stagnation in the liver, kidney, spleen meridians can create pain, swelling, and inflammation in the eyes, which results in impaired vision. Acupuncture can reduce the stagnation and thus decrease symptoms and rebalance the eyes. So that's pretty cool that acupuncture can work on the eyes from an indirect point of view because it's a holistic and very ancient medical system. Okay, another truth. We have been conditioned to disconnect from sensing our eyes, feeling into our eyes. And as I have helped people to discover the feelings in their eyes, they report that their sight is clearer, brighter, and more vibrant. Another truth. Sunlight provides important nourishment for the eyes and is necessary for our systemic and energetic health. When ultraviolet light enters our eyes, it helps to stimulate vitamin D production and nourish the immune system. You know, I was having dinner with some friends last week, and my friend, he's a cranial osteopath, very talented man, and his wife is an acupuncturist. And we were sitting across from them, and she said, you know, I just went to my dermatologist, and he looked at my skin, and he basically said, stay out of the sun. It's bad for you. And she said, you know, that just didn't feel right to me. Something felt off. And she said, Sam, can I ask you, because I know you've worked with light and color therapy for many years, what's your take on it? And I said to her, and as I say to you, that light is a food, and it affects our endocrine system, our nervous system, our eye health, and that we need light for health. It's kind of like a different kind of food for us. And as long as we do it in moderation, so if we're outside and there's a lot of glare, by all means, get your sunglasses that are polarized and use them for those moments. But it's good to get a proper light diet every day. I mean, there's been lots of research and study on the effects of light and artificial light versus natural light on the health of the body. So my message is that we actually need light for health. And if you do it in moderation, that's fine. Some of the reactions that people get from the sunlight is a detox, that the light is producing a detoxification process, and that's what they're reacting to on their skin. Because the skin is a dumping ground where our toxicities get pushed out to rid the body of things that we don't need. You know, it's really funny when we go to the eye doctor and we're sitting in the dark room and we have the machine in front of us, and you know, it's called a phoropter and it's got a lot of lenses in it. And the doctor, you know, has got 5 minutes to spend with you. So they put the lenses over the eye and they flip the lenses, which is clear, one or two, one or two, one or two. And the doctor's behavior a lot of time is, come on, you know, I've got to see a lot of patients, so decide, would you? And you're in there and you're totally confused. I know I was. And so I guess number two, and they give me the lens. I get the prescription made up and I put the glasses on and I go, ouch, wow, this hurts, or this is making the world a little tilted. And you go back to the doctor to have him check the glasses, and what does he say? Don't worry, you'll get used to it. Well, what if I don't want to get used to a tight feeling in my eyes, or a twisted feeling, or something that's distorted? So the idea is that we need to be really careful about the lenses we put on our eyes, because it's a prescription, and prescriptions have side effects. And if you are wearing a lens that's too strong or imbalanced, it's going to train your eyes to stay in that imbalanced place. Okay, the last truth I'm going to talk about is that this is going to be about children. Children's eye problems don't have a statute of limitations for improvement. So I'm going to say that again. Children's eye problems don't have a statute of limitations for improvement. Therapies can be organic and holistic and are effective at any time in development. And we don't have to rush into surgery, because there are complementary alternatives that work. In fact, neuroscientists have proved that we can improve the function of the brain at any age by developing new neural connections. The brain, the eyes, every part of the body has nerve connections. and it is capable of lifelong neuroflexibility or neuroplasticity. I might also add visual plasticity. There is a thought out there, a philosophy out there in the allopathic eye care, especially with kids with lazy eye or eye turns, that if you don't do surgery by a very early age, you can't do any good for the eyes. And that is totally misinformation. There is no statute of limitations for that. There are adults who've had lazy eye and eye turns who I've worked with who've improved their vision. And if you don't believe me, there's a wonderful book out called Fixing Your Gaze by Sue Berry. And if you have a child who's got, crossed eyes or lazy eye, I recommend this book. Actually, the foreword was written by Oliver Sacks, who just passed away, famous neurologist. And it's a wonderful journey on Sue's transformation. I think she had surgery as a child. It didn't work. And basically, she then met a doctor like myself in her 50s and was able to rehab her eyes. It's a really inspirational story. But I really want you to understand that the eyes are so much part of the brain and that this neuroplasticity or visual plasticity is very much in play. And I don't really understand why in the eye care field it's not talked about. In fact, it's the opposite. If you've got this condition, it only gets worse. So please know that. And after the break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about neuroplasticity, and I'm going to quote a study that actually just showed up in the New York Times the other day. Okay, we'll be right back. Welcome back, 2020 Eye Talk, Dr. Sam Byrne. We've been having a really good conversation, and if you want to get in touch with me, go to my website, www.drsambyrne.com. My office number is 505-469-4949. You can also send us an email at visionwellness@cybermesa.com. If you want to talk to me right now, we have a toll-free number, 1-888-627-6008. This will be my time slot, 8 to 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on Wednesdays. And we'll be having lots of different conversations about eyes, vision, health. Check out my website and you'll see I'm into a lot of different things. I actually have a new book that just came out. And it's called Taking It In, How Better Digestion Can Offer a New Path for the Eyes and Overall Wellness for Everyone, to Children, to Adults. That's a mouthful. And in this book, I talk about the malabsorption syndrome, the inability to take in nourishment in our food. The problem, which affects our eyes and other systems of the bodies, has reached epidemic proportions. Taking It In discusses many causes of malabsorption. Pharmaceutical use, the constant stress of modern life, electronics, toxicities, unresolved traumas, and inflammatory conditions like celiac disease, Lyme disease, and cancer. So in this book that I've just written, I offer a lot of natural healing methods described and the ability to absorb nutrients better for vitality and wellness. And I'm offering a new paradigm shift, kind of a revolutionary, so to speak. If you'd like to order the book, you can go to my website, www.drsambyrne.com, and we'll send you a copy. So I discovered an article the other day in the New York Times in the science section, and the title of it is Blind Spot Can Be Trained Away, a study says. The human eye has a blind spot, though few realize it. And now a new study suggests that it is possible to reduce the spot with training. The optic nerve, which carries visual signals to the brain, passes through the retina, a light-sensitive layer of tissue. There are so-called photoreceptors here where the optic nerve intersects the retina. The right eye generally compensates for the left eye's blind spot and vice versa, so the spot is hardly noticed, and this is true. Researchers trained 10 people using a computer monitor and an eye patch. The participants were shown a waveform in the visual field of the blind spot day after day, and after 20 days of this repeated stimulation, the blind spot shrunk by about 10%. The researchers believe that neurons at the periphery of the blind spot became more responsive, effectively reducing the extent of functional blindness. The findings add to a growing body of research suggesting that the human eye can be trained, said Paul Miller, a psychologist at the University of Queensland in Australia and an author of the study which appeared in the current Journal of Biology. This kind of training may help researchers better develop treatments for visual impairments like macular degeneration. This is the leading cause of blindness in the Western world. This was written by a lady, Sinya and Banhu. Appeared August 31st, 2015 in the New York Times, if you want to search it. Well, I'm very excited by that. It's something that I've known for a really long time, that there's a neuroplastic emphasis with the eyes and brain. Well, it seems like we have a caller, so let's put her in. Hello.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hello. Yeah. I had a Skype appointment with you about a month ago, and I just wanted to say that I got the oils that you had recommended, and I'm really enjoying using those. They have a very subtle effect, but I feel like my vision is getting stronger from that. And also, you had recommended a website online that sells glasses where I could get a prescription of minus one for each eye. And I really like that. My prescription before was, like many are, with two different prescriptions for each eye. And I really, really like having the same prescription in each eye and a lesser prescription. And it's just perfect. It's not too strong, and it's enough to make the vision clear enough, like for driving and other things like that. So I just wanted to say I really appreciated that from you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Well, I'll make some comments about that, and I so appreciate the call and your feedback. So thanks for calling in, and have a great day. And I just want to say, just to finish up with Laura, the lens prescription, you know, to be very cognizant of what you're doing there. And the markup on frames and lenses is so much that there's a website that you can actually go to and get, you know, these vision exercise glasses. And that website is www.zennioptical.com. And you can get frames and lenses at a fraction of the cost of what you would do if you go to a private person. You know, because my work is all about healing. I'd rather you spend your money on the essential oils or really good vitamins or, you know, some of the other techniques that I use. In any event, I want to say that it has been really enjoyable, you know, sharing this information, and I have so much to offer. And I do hope that you tune in. We also have podcast capability. And if you aren't able to see us or hear us live, you can always go to my website and download the podcast. They'll be available for you 24/7. And I also am going to plan on having some interesting guests. I've worked with a lot of different professionals, and I cross-pollinate a lot. I'm really into open systems. And what an open system is that I like to kind of play with the edge of status quo. In other words, move away from status quo, because that's where the juice is. That's where the information is. A lot of things that we're involved with are closed systems, and closed systems are destined for cutting off the energy and cutting off the vitality. So in closing, I would really like to honor all my mentors and all my teachers who have helped me get to this place. I'd also like to thank my patients and my especially the children who've helped me. And if you want to visit me online, www.drsamburn.com. Thanks very much.
please visit drsamburn.com/events to learn more about his workshops, webinars, and professional trainings. To order Dr. Byrne's new book, Taking It In, please contact Vision Wellness at cybermesa.com or call us at 505-469-4949. The Byrne Method is a trademark system, and no part of this show can be copied or used without the consent of Dr. Sam Byrne.